This is Spencer Keeble with the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm joined by Liz Moran, Environmental Policy Director with the New York Public Interest Research Group. Thanks for joining us, Liz.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to chat.
I just wanted to ask you today about some of the environmental measures that were added in the state budget that passed last week, and you released a statement on behalf of NYPIRG. Said that there were some important strides by elected officials in the state budget. So what were some of those environmental measures that passed?
Yeah, we were really thrilled that the governor and the legislature, in the face of this crisis, still came together to pass really important measures to improve our shared environment and protect public health. It's times like these that really show why stringent environmental and public health protections are so important. Because the bottom line is the most important policies protect the future generations of the public and protect public health and take a precautionary approach. So some of those measures that were included in the state budget includes new funding for our state Clean Water Infrastructure Act. There's nothing more important in a global pandemic than having access to clean water. A proposed $3 billion Environmental Bond Act. The state also passed a ban on polystyrene, more commonly known as styrofoam. And we also have now banned fracking in statute. So those are a really good package of environmental initiatives that we accomplished.
Do you think that this year's environmental budget, that there are more measures passed this year than recent years?
Last year, we had a very good budget for the environment as well. There was also an increase in funding to the Clean Water Infrastructure Act. New York State's plastic bag ban was passed in last year's budget. So this is now the second in what appears to be a trend now of the legislature and the governor working together to pass some important environmental bills. So this was a remarkable budget, and I hope we get to the point where these types of initiatives aren't remarkable anymore, that it's commonplace that the legislature is doing this business because it's the best thing to do in the public interest.
Yeah, do you think maybe with the current pandemic, that maybe a change in perspective in terms of preparation might take place?
I think it has to. The governor had discussed this during his briefing today. I think a number of advocates and members of the public are coming out of this understanding there is no going back to what once was, and how we move forward as a society, as our political system moves forward, we have to change how we do policy. We have to make sure we are doing policy that is in the public interest. And the federal administration is doing the exact opposite of that right now. The Trump administration, in the midst of this pandemic, are rolling back critical environmental regulations and protections, allowing the oil and gas industry to effectively do what they will. And we already know that environmental justice communities are going to be the same communities bearing the brunt of this virus. They are far more susceptible because of the existing air pollution in their communities. We can't allow that to continue as a society. We have to move forward with policy that is going to protect public health so we aren't decimated when things like this come up.
And so you mentioned that last year's environmental budget was pretty robust as well. What do you think has brought about this shift in the past couple of years towards more environmental measures being included and more priority?
The public speaking out. For example, the plastic bag ban didn't come out of nowhere. There had been years of organizing for plastic bag ban. And we saw that by all of these local bans that took place first, that were born out of local community organizing. The fracking ban that we have this coming year. New York State would not have banned fracking had it not been for the tremendous grassroots movement that was on the ground, passing moratoriums in local communities and relentlessly pushing the governor to move in the right direction on fracking, to take a precautionary approach and ensure the public would be protected from this dangerous practice. So I think that what we're seeing now is the result of tremendous movement building and the public speaking out, while at the same time the climate crisis comes to a horrifying head.
So I guess that can be a testament to people power, that it is leading to change. So for anyone listening that might be on the same page for protecting the climate and protecting our water and reducing plastic pollution, how can somebody who's listening get involved now that they know that their voice can make a difference?
Yeah, so there are a number of things members of the public can do. They should have the phone numbers for the offices of their state elected officials on speed dial. They should absolutely make calls to the representatives because their voices matter a lot, that they are constituents, and elected officials listen to their constituents. They can also find out more information about how to get involved in their communities by visiting our website, NYPIRG.org. We have a ton of resources for the public where they could find out information about the quality of their water, how to take action on climate change, and more. So there are a number of things that the public can do, both to impact state policy and things that they could do right in their backyard. For example, we will have a polystyrene ban in New York State, but there are still a number of other single-use plastics that will need to be banned if we're going to fight the recycling crisis and the plastic pollution crisis. So listeners can check out and see, does their community have an upon-request straw law? That's something really simple that they could push for in their communities.
So at the end of your statement on the environmental budget, you mentioned that further action needs to be taken for the climate, for our water, for plastic pollution. What other further actions by the governor and legislator would you be advocating for?
Well, first and foremost, we have to make sure that the fossil fuel industry pays up for their pollution. We passed in the state budget a robust Environmental Bond Act. It is critically needed in order to protect New Yorkers from the impacts of climate change and to ensure that we fight climate change. But that shouldn't come at the expense of everyday New Yorkers. Polluters should be made accountable to pay up. So there's legislation that would end New York State's subsidies for the fossil fuel industry. It could save New York millions of dollars, if not billions. That should be a top priority as we approach the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. And that's just one thing. We do have a plastic pollution crisis. 8 million metric tons of plastic waste enters the oceans every single year. And that's only growing. And the only way to stop that crisis is if we continue to tackle single-use plastics. So there's legislation that would have New York State adopt an upon-request straw policy. And that would be a very simple measure to move forward with. It's already been done in the state of California. And there's so much more. There are still a number of pieces of legislation that have been around for years, needlessly blocked, that they should move forward with. One example of that is a piece of legislation that would make sure oil and gas waste that's hazardous is treated as hazardous waste. Right now, we accept a lot of fracking waste from Pennsylvania, and that waste could very well be hazardous and misproperly disposed of in regular landfills, which jeopardizes the communities that those landfills are in and waterways. So that's just a few of many things the legislature should be tackling.
Well, it's good to hear about the what was passed and that the people have power in contributing to these efforts and that there's still more that can be done that they can get involved with. So I want to thank you, Liz Moran, for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine to talk about New York State's environmental budget.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure to chat.